T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Alabama beat writer for the Tuscaloosa News. He also writes for USA Today. Nick Kelly joining us here on the show. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nick, I've been doing the show. We've been doing the show 13 months now, and I am a Bama grad and have never been introduced on this show with Sweet Home Alabama. So congratulations to you, sir.
Man, that's a big accomplishment. It kind of gets me thinking it's game day, honestly. So well, thanks for getting me kicked off.
We
that
roll
way.
Out the red carpet for everyone except for Michael here. So
I hate to bring the reality back to the situation. That's because every time we mention him as a former All-American, national champion, captain of a Nick Saban-led team, he starts whining that he doesn't want his accomplishments led, Nick. So
there's like 50
I back
of those
off
over
of
there
it.
In Tuscaloosa these days.
I was going to say, Bama grad is a pretty succinct way to put what Mike did. So,
Nick, when I found out you were coming on, I went to your page. I wanted to see some of your write ups and what you've done, and I stumbled on this article that you did about Cecil Hurt, who, if you don't know who Cecil is, was a long time beat writer for Alabama.
Legend.
Yeah, legendary writer in the state, and how basically. Once he passed, I know he brought you in and kind of showed you the ropes. And then when he passed, you took some of the things that schools like Auburn had put out for him and the press box to one of his good friends, and you ended up meeting your future bride out of this thing. And
great.
I just thought it was an incredible story, very well written. But can you kind of touch on it for our audience, please?
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that. And I owe Cecil a lot, and. So he didn't intentionally bring us together, but it's because of him and who he was that, Elizabeth and I met. And really, I mean, that's the thing is, and I say because of who he was, because, I mean, he was legendary. And so the SEC put out a memorial for him. Auburn put out a memorial for him. So I needed to get these somewhere because I was the only Tuscaloosa News representative at these games. And his sister and brother didn't live super close by. So his best friend, Chad, who took care of him when Cecil was in the hospital, and the two had went to school together at UA, known each other for decades. I figured he lived in Birmingham, so I figured he'd be the best person to drop those memorials off to on my way back from Atlanta. And while I was there, I had first met Chad, his wife. We sat and talked for a little bit. And next thing, their one daughter comes home. We chat some more. Next thing, their next daughter comes home, and that's Elizabeth. And then we chat some more, and I go to dinner with them. And like 5-6 hours later, I finally leave. And Elizabeth and I have been talking ever since.
Dude, that's such a cool story, man. You guys are getting married this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Wow.
It's approaching fast.
First of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'll impart some wisdom on you that was given to me when I got married 6 years ago. You can be happy or you can be right, but you can't be both. So make sure you keep that in mind, my friend.
That's solid advice, and thank you for the congratulations.
All right, so let's get into some of the draft stuff, and there is a boatload of names, it seems like, every year coming out of Tuscaloosa and that are being drafted these NFL teams. It seems like more than in recent memory, Nick, that we've talked about Bama guys because of the needs of the Falcons, edge rusher, cornerback, and some of the other stuff, possibly coming to Atlanta, but the name, obviously, for everybody at the top of the draft boards over here, it seems like, is Dallas Turner. He is being heralded by a lot of people, Nick, as the top defensive player in the draft. Do you see it that way?
I mean, you can certainly make the argument just because he's got the pedigree, he's got the experience, He's got the talent, the physical attributes. There's a lot to like about him. I mean, he's been impressive since he got to campus. He was playing as a freshman. I mean, I think he had 8 sacks, and that was mainly from the second half of the season. And his game has developed. He's just a really just kind of freaky athlete to an extent for a guy of that size. I mean, he was a basketball player primarily for a while. And his dad played pro ball. And so he's got some kind of different attributes that maybe some guys don't have. And so you put that into the body of a guy who's just an edge rusher like that. And no, I think there's a lot to like, and he can get better. I think there are ways that he can still develop his game for sure. But in terms of just raw ability and potential, there's a lot to like there.
Do you think he benefited from playing across from Will Anderson and Chris Braswell and some of the other players that he had there?
I mean, you could have maybe said that when Will was there, just because Will was so good, and Will was a guy that he's had a double team. But then I think this past year, Dallas had a chance to show more of, okay, what is Dallas Turner like when Will Anderson's not there? And Dallas looked really good. He had some big games and had another really strong season. Just, I mean, Chris is a solid player, but he's not Will Anderson. Dallas Turner became the guy that teams had to try to stop. And he still was very productive. So I think this past year was really good for him to show that, okay, he's not just benefiting from Will Anderson drawing double teams.
Alabama beat writer for the Tuscaloosa News and also for USA Today, Nick Kelly, joining us here on the morning shift. Nick, another top prospect in this year's draft coming out of Alabama is Terrion Arnold. And you wrote about him. I used the words confident, comical, and memorable to describe him. How has his personality impacted the way that he plays on the field?
Oh, man. I mean, Terrion, I'm just selfishly, I'm kind of sad that he's gone because he was just so fun to cover. He's larger than life. And I think what's obviously when you have a big personality like that, you got to back it up with some good play. He likes to kind of troll some guys, some players were telling me in practice and things like that. And, but no, he's a really talented cornerback, and he's a guy who, so when he came out, he was a safety, he was playing safety in high school. So he had to learn cornerback, and there's some kind of rough patches there. Not this past season, but 2022, where some up and down moments, and he actually got benched. But I think he used that to fuel him, and he came back in 2023, which is really his only second year playing corner, or being a true corner. And I mean, he's phenomenal. He's a great athlete. He's got great ball skills. And so when you have a big personality paired with a guy who makes big plays, like when he had the interception against Auburn at the end of the second half in the Iron Bowl. He came over to the sideline yelling lank, 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 and just kind of spazzing is what Jermaine Burton told me. And so he backs it up with his big play, but he's got a really fun personality too. And I think whoever drafts him is really going to enjoy Terrion Arnold because he's just a really fun guy to be around.
Well, another guy that you've been around since you got there is J.C. Latham. He was the number one recruit for offensive tackles coming out. He's kind of ranked anywhere from 2 to 4. Some people as far as tackles and what is kind of a deep tackle class. Talk about what makes J.C. Latham such a good tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's strong. He has pedigree, like you mentioned, and he's experienced too. I mean, 2 full years as a starter is really valuable there. But yeah, I think he's just a compact kind of guy that can really use power and has enough speed. And he's got some areas to work on, I think. A few times he got guys who would go across his face and undercut him in pass rush or pass protection, I should say. But, I mean, he's always been good ever since he got in there, and he's gotten better. And Mike could probably get into the finer points about what makes him good that I could. But no, he's always been a solid player. I'm kind of curious to see if he's kept at tackle in the NFL or if they try to use him at guard some as well because he's got experience there. But, yeah, really, really solid player. Never was a guy that you're like, man, he's not good to have on the outside because he was usually pretty solid for him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A wide receiver that we're kind of familiar with here in Georgia because he played a few years at Georgia's, Jermaine Burton, goes to Alabama. He's actually played really well during his time there for the most part, but he's had some kind of maturity issues. I know the incident at Neyland Stadium, and I'm not going to kind of stay away from that one, but even last year, he had some moments where, you know, he kind of slammed his helmet and got upset on the sideline. Is Jermaine Burton kind of – is he worth a late pick in the draft for a wide receiver, a team that would need a wide receiver?
Yeah, I think so. And like you said, there is some of that stuff, that maturity that he's going to have to work through and keep working through, and I think he has been working through. But I could easily see him going kind of a early day three guy, maybe even – I mean, if a team really likes him, maybe late day two. I mean, because the talent's there. I mean, he's got NFL speed. He's a guy who can – make big plays. He showed that. He's a great deep threat option for Jalen Milroe this past season. I think that he definitely didn't fully reach his potential in college at times. And so I think there is something there to mold or work with. But yeah, he's got the physical attributes to an extent that I think could make him a solid NFL receiver. So I think, yeah, if you are comfortable as a team with his character stuff and his maturity, and feel that he is developing that or he can continue to develop that, I think he's a guy worth taking in the draft.
Nick, thanks for joining us and helping us to break down some of these Alabama draft picks. And good luck this weekend, and wish you a beautiful wedding.
That's good luck, buddy.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.